Australia memiliki lebih dari 500 taman nasional yang tersebar, meliputi gurun, hutan, gunung, serta perairan. Di samping memiliki fungsi utama untuk melindungi flora, fauna, dan juga budaya, taman-taman nasional ini ada untuk dapat dinikmati oleh masyarakat Australia serta para wisatawan. Audrey Bourget melaporkannya untuk Anda. Nama-nama seperti Uluru, Blue Mountains, dan juga 12 Apostles tidaklah asing lagi bagi sebagian besar dari kita. Namun, ini hanyalah sebagian kecil dari taman nasional yang dimiliki oleh Australia. Meliputi hampir 4% dari dataran Australia, taman nasional merupakan wilayah yang dilindungi, yang mana biasanya memiliki pemandangan yang masih murni, serta beragam jenis tanaman dan juga hewan. Pete Kotzel, manajer dari taman nasional terbesar di Australia, Kakadu, yang terletak di Northern Territory, mengatakan taman nasional merupakan jendela untuk melihat kekayaan alam dan budaya dari suatu bangsa.
National parks are usually areas of wilderness or important cultural areas for the Aboriginal people of Australia. So they're usually areas that have been identified for some unique values. And that might include, for example, wildlife, so plants and animals, or geological features such as mountains or escarpments or rocky outcrops. Or they might be chosen because they have important cultural values associated with the Aboriginal people. And that might include rock art, meeting places, ceremonial practices, and areas of cultural significance.
Pete Kotzel menambahkan bahwa Taman Nasional juga menawarkan beragam aktivitas yang dapat dinikmati oleh para pengunjung.
So in Kakadu you can do cultural tours and explore the significance of the Aboriginal people here. There's also a lot of bird watching. There's also other sort of animals if people are more interested in fauna, and they include crocodiles obviously. Some of the marsupials, snakes and lizards. So there's plenty of wildlife to see up here. And there's also some very unique sort of waterfalls and river systems.
Apakah Anda tertarik dengan alam, olahraga, atau juga budaya? Akan selalu ada aktivitas yang dapat dilakukan oleh setiap pengunjung.
In other national parks, Puteri, for example, there's there's wildlife there as well as birds. There's coastal activities, so fishing, surfing, and swimming in the ocean. There's obviously Uluru, which is another Commonwealth reserve, and it's a great cultural significance, but is also a very natural wonder.
Pemerintah Australia mengelola 6 taman nasional dan 13 cadangan laut, seringkali bekerja sama dengan para pemilik tradisional pribumi. Sebagian besar taman tersebut dikelola oleh negara bagian dan juga wilayah yang memiliki aturan yang berbeda. Seperti misalnya, beberapa taman nasional membebankan biaya masuk, sementara yang lainnya tidak. Tammy Hsu adalah seorang ketua tim penjaga hutan di Taman Nasional Grampians di negara bagian Victoria yang terkenal dengan pegunungannya yang masih kasar alami. Dirinya mengatakan bahwa kunci untuk melakukan tamasya yang sukses adalah dengan mencari informasi terlebih dahulu sebelum pergi ke Taman Nasional.
We're seeing a lot of people coming to our parks that aren't really prepared. They might have a little bit of information, but they don't have proper maps or they don't have really good information. So I'd suggest before making a visit, jump online, have a bit of a look for the park notes and get a bit of an understanding of what the park is about, when the best time is to visit. Are there any other issues that you might need to consider, like is there remote areas? What are the roads like? Plan your visit and know that you're going to have a safe and enjoyable time while you're there.
Dirinya menambahkan, meski persiapan yang lebih harus dilakukan ketika mengunjungi Taman Nasional dibandingkan jika mengunjungi taman di perkotaan, namun warga Australia yang baru tidak seharusnya khawatir akan hal ini.
Apparently there's a fair bit of fear amongst new Australians for our parks. They're known for being full of spiders and snakes and being really dangerous places. So there is a lot of education that needs to take place to say they're fantastic places for body, mind and soul, and you can get out and do all of these fantastic activities.
Taman Nasional Victoria bekerja sama dengan komunitas-komunitas lokal dan juga imigran untuk menjadikan Taman Nasional lebih menarik bagi warga yang baru tinggal di Australia.
We're looking at our facilities and our infrastructure in parks. For example, we're looking at ways to design better picnic areas that cater for large groups, because I know a lot of the new Australian groups tend to go out in really large groups, and even down to simple things like what our barbecues are like. You know, we have to start considering that there's different ways for these groups to cook and socialise. So, yeah, we're starting to implement some of those changes into our parks as well.
Menurut Pete Kotzel, mengunjungi Taman Nasional merupakan satu pengalaman yang sangat Australia.
Get to know the Australian landscape and the Australian culture through the Aboriginal culture. It's they're really beautiful places to visit to really understand Australia's history and environment.
Tammy Hsu mengatakan bahwa dirinya percaya pada ungkapan taman sehat, masyarakat sehat.
Parks are really important for our physical, mental and spiritual health and well-being. But beyond that, they can also be really, really helpful in generating income. They provide jobs and they also provide for the economic productivity of the state.